Nolte, Woke Guitard Gestapo Out to Kill Anti-Gun Christchurch Massacre Movie. By John Nolte on June 18, 2021. Let's close out the week with this feel-good story about the Woke Guitard Gestapo launching yet another circular firing squad. This time to kill a female-led Christchurch movie specifically angled at pushing the fascism of gun control. I know. It sounds too good to be true, but I promise you there is a God, and here's proof he really does love us. Following a backlash against Can Virtual Market Package, They Are Us, Far Left Deadline reports, one of the producers of the project has exited. And one of the subjects of the movie, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, has criticized the project. The movie is based on the 2019 Christchurch massacre in New Zealand, a mass shooting that claimed the lives of 51 Muslim worshippers. Rose Byrne will star as Ardern, and, at least according to the producer who pulled out, the story will focus on the importance of gun control. I also hoped, the exiting producer wrote, that telling the story of swift gun control action might resonate in America and other countries that have struggled to create political consensus to control guns. Oh, yeah, because some scumbag willing to murder 51 innocent people is gonna think twice once he's faced with the dire consequences of breaking a gun law. Man alive, these people are stupid. So what we have here is a female-led movie pushing the left-wing fascism of gun control. Sounds pretty woke to me. But not woke enough for the Woketard Gestapo. Get ready for a sweet case of the feel-goods. A petition from the National Islamic Youth Association calling for the movie to be cancelled has gathered close to 60,000 signatures, arguing the film would marginalize the victims and survivors and instead centers the response of a white woman. It also claimed the Muslim community had not been properly consulted about the project. A New Zealand producer added this. Many people have spoken out about the intention of this film. The messages we should be listening to are the calls from the Muslim community directly affected by this tragedy. On Twitter, @MohammedWasher said, "You do not get to tell this story. You do not get to turn this into a white savior narrative. This is not yours. This pain is still fresh and real. This is upsetting, obscene, and grotesque. I am tired." She continued, "The heroes of this tragedy are those who continue to live in the face of adversity, rising up against acts of white supremacy and acts of terror committed against them." Bwahahahahahahahahahaha. If you don't find that hilarious, you're either dead or a feminist. This is just like that stupid In the Heights coloring scandal. The woketards are eating each other alive, and I find it glorious. Sure, from an artistic expression point of view, this is all very troubling. Artists should be the last group caving to these Nazis. But it's Friday, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.